We teach them proper manners, we teach them how to drive, and most parents have no problem disciplining their children. So then why do so many parents seem to have trouble teaching their kids financial discipline? Let's bring in Kimberly Palmer, the Alpha Consumer blogger at U.S. News and World Report. And Kim, I think we've talked before about how many parents are more comfortable talking about the birds and the bees than about the bills. What's up with that?
That's exactly right. Parents feel so awkward talking about money. And part of it seems to be that they themselves feel like they are not good at money, at managing money. They don't maybe understand all of the intricacies of how the markets work, how investing works. And they also feel awkward about sharing how much they earn, their income. And they certainly don't want their children to share their income with their friends. And so parents end up avoiding the topic altogether.
Well, there's a couple of things in there. First of all, the lack of confidence. I mean, you don't really have to know the intricacies of the market to start a conversation about money with your kids, do you?
You don't. And one interesting finding from this new survey by T. Rowe Price that actually interviewed kids ages 8 to 14 as well to see what they want to know about money is that kids are really eager to talk to their parents about some of the bigger picture things about money, how to save money, how to earn money, how things work, how credit cards work. So you don't need to be an expert in investing to have those conversations. And actually, even talking about something as straightforward as a family's financial goal, for example, saving for college or saving for a big vacation, and talking with children about how you make decisions in your life about trade-offs and what you're going to pay less for now so you have more money later, those kinds of conversations, which most parents can probably talk about if they realize how important it is to their kids, that's what children are really looking for from their parents.
Well, talking about goals kind of plays into the other side of the reticence of many parents about why they don't want to talk to their kids about money necessarily, because they don't want to reveal too much about their own spending patterns. And that plays into the lack of confidence that many parents may have because maybe they don't feel like they have enough discipline in themselves. So how do parents get over that?
Well, one thing you can do is talk about your own mistakes and what you know that you're struggling with. And actually, what this survey found is that children are pretty perceptive. They often pick up on things that parents think that they're hiding. So, for example, if two parents disagree on something about money, children usually know that, even if parents haven't talked about it. And if parents talk about the mistakes that they're making or the struggles that they're having over certain decisions, so should we go on a bigger vacation this year, or will that mean we can afford less to put into our college savings accounts? Those kinds of trade-offs parents can talk through with kids, even if they're struggling themselves or maybe feel like they're not 100% sure they know the right answer.
Because if you don't have this conversation, many kids may end up repeating some of the mistakes that their parents might have made. I mean, have there been examples of that happening with many families?
It's actually fascinating. The research in this area about what types of money lessons are passed on shows that through multiple generations, so children learn from parents who've learned from grandparents. So children actually share financial lessons that their grandparents had, for better or for worse. So if grandparents were really frugal with money, then those lessons have often gotten passed down to children. But on the other side, if grandparents overspent and didn't manage money well, those lessons often get passed down. So there seems to be a really strong connection between behavior and habits that are picked up and repeated through generations.
And I've got to think, particularly with negative habits, breaking that cycle has got to be tough, right?
It is so tough. And really what the research suggests is all you can do is try to confront it, be open about it, talk about it. Ignoring the topic and ignoring mistakes really seems to only let them get worse. So the best thing parents can do is open up this conversation and talk to children about money, and including their own mistakes.
Yeah, and that's a sort of a discipline habit that parents need to have for themselves, maybe much more so than passing it on to their children.
They do. I mean, it's not easy to do. And so really, you can start with just small steps when you go to the grocery store, talking about the little trade-offs or how you decide what's more expensive or what you can afford and what you'll buy this week and maybe not next week. Those little decisions, those can pass on lessons and help children understand what you're thinking about when you make money decisions.
All right. Thanks for all this, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News and World Report. She's also author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.